it stands out to me off of it. Anyways, you're going to hear Michigan by Tasha coming up after this bird note here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM CJSF.
This is Bird Note. At the edge of the Arctic lies the vast boreal forest. In summer, it's home to legions of nesting birds, from warblers to loons. In early autumn, nearly all these birds depart for warmer points south. By November, this dark land of spruce and firs is a cold, forbidding place. Yet one remarkable songbird stays behind, the boreal chickadee. This tiny, dark-capped fluffball lives here year-round. How do boreal chickadees survive the harsh winter? First, during summer, they cache a great deal of food, both insects and seeds. Moths and beetles and even aphids are stashed away in bark crevices and under rough edges of lichens. The chickadees also store a lot of spruce seeds. Then in fall, the birds put on fresh, heavier plumage, and their feathers are more dense than most birds, creating a comfy down parka for the chickadee. And most impressive, the chickadees adapt to deep cold by lowering their body temperature at night from 108 degrees to just 85 degrees. In this way, the birds conserve their stores of insulating fat. So hats off to the boreal chickadee, a truly rugged bird, even if it weighs only one-third of an ounce. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Ombigaze with Laminate the Sky off of their latest record, Shame. Shame. Oh, hold on. My name is Leslie, by the way, and I'm going to talk about Shame, the album, not the concept. That's for another day. I talk about that enough. Shame by Ombigaze is one of those albums that I listened to this year that I knew that would end up being on today's playlist, because that entire album is just so beautiful. The storytelling in those melodies and then the lyrics is gorgeous. And I mean, I guess I am a little bit biased because I do quite like Ombigaze. I think I've been playing their music for several years now on the show, ever since they formed. Which I guess hasn't been several years. I think they just formed quite recently, actually, in the last couple of years. But I've been playing their music ever since they formed. And this album is one of those where I felt like any song could have ended up on today's playlist, because each one is just so good. So check it out if you haven't. Shame by Ombigaze. I swear, you're in for a ride. I want to take some time to talk about some music that didn't end up on today's playlist because of restrictions for broadcast, mostly. Starting last year, I've decided to, like, in the beginning of the year, make a playlist that is just going to help me keep track of the songs that I really liked listening to. So it is kind of like my top hits of that year, I guess. One of the ones is Horny Hangover by Queen of Jeans off of their latest record, All Again. And unfortunately, that song is explicit. But with Queen of Jeans, the lead singer, I believe their name is Miri Devora, I mean, her vocals are just so beautiful, and they really show up in the song. And it's just about being like a pathetic little sapphic, honestly, getting so hung up by someone you hooked up with, and it turns out that they are a bit of a player. So fun, it's so good, and sounds really good too. If you get the chance to listen to it, please be sure to. But I feel like there's one particular artist that I really want to shout out this hour, and that is Doechii, because I loved Alligator Bites Never Heal, which is her Grammy-nominated album for Best Rap Album of the Year. I love the songs in it. I'll just put it on in the background when I work, and it's just like, I am vibing so hard at my desk, and I'm like grooving a little bit, you know. I love Nissan Altima, obviously. I love Boiled Peanuts. I really, really like Catfish and Boom Bap. And unfortunately, every single one of those songs on the album is explicit. So I, like, because of the CRTC broadcasting restrictions, I can't play it. And yet, despite all that, I don't know if my favorite release from Doechii this year was any of the songs on that record. I think actually my favorite Doechii song of the year was Alter Ego featuring JT, because it's one of those, it's another one of those like charisma uniqueness nerve talent songs. And you put it on and you're like, I am the one. I am one of one. You know, I am so incredibly powerful. Donning, you know, whatever it is that I need to perform this task or this duty, I am the HBIC in this place. Shout out to millennials and Tumblr users who know what HBIC stands for. But yeah, that song like gets me. And if only Typically Tuesdays aired in the evenings, then you would hear it. And you would love it, I'm sure, as well. We're going to listen to songs, however, now that are not Dochi, unfortunately, but that I still really liked this year. It was probably not a surprise if you've been listening to Typically Tuesdays for the past couple of weeks that I am completely so incredibly entranced by this musician, entranced by this album. I got into it quite late, several months after it had initially been released. And when I heard it, I was like, where have you been all my life? This is another one of those albums which every single song could have, any one of those songs could have ended up on today's playlist. But this is going to be the one because this was the first song that I heard off of it. This is Eliana off of her record Woletto. And coincidentally, actually is kind of a curse word or a curse phrase in Arabic, as I learned from one of my coworkers. You didn't hear that from me. Anyways, here's Yebneli. Enjoy right after this bird note.
This is Bird Note. Sometimes birds change their tune. For example, white-throated sparrows in many areas have shortened their songs in just a few decades. But there are also songs that appear to have stayed the same over millennia. Several related species of sunbirds in eastern Africa live on isolated mountaintops, also known as sky islands. Their mountaintop habitats led them to become distinct populations and, in some cases, evolve into different species. But researchers found that two populations of one species, the forest double-collared sunbird, still have nearly identical songs, despite having separated into different mountains at least 500,000 years ago. That suggests the song that these sunbirds sing today is probably very similar to that of their long-lost ancestors. The findings show that there are good reasons for a species to keep singing the same old song. Having a unique and stable song helps birds recognize members of their own species, even if their ancestors split up long ago. So, if a tune works, don't change it. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Dale.
Flo off of their debut record Access All Areas here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. For sure, that is hands down so easily one of my favorite songs of 2024. I played Flo last year on my Hits of 2023 playlist, technically the very first show of this year, but I played it and I have no regrets about playing Flo again, partly because, like, for some reason, they just don't pick up steam in Canada. Like, they've never charted in Canada, which makes no sense to me, because they have such good vocals, incredible production, their songs are banger, and they have so much swagger. Like, come on. That was a good song, but I'm happy about it because that means I just get to keep sharing their music with you. Yay, it's a win-win. We are hitting the top of the hour here, though, on Typically Tuesdays, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for tuning into Typically Tuesdays throughout this year. I've really enjoyed making the show this year, and I always love making Typically Tuesdays. It's like part of my weekly routine to be able to do something creative. And it means a lot that you tune into it. And it means a lot to have your continued support. So thank you for doing that. And I'm wishing you a very happy and joyful, community-filled, love-filled 2025. Tune into more great CJSF programming by checking out Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon every Friday from 10 to 11, talking about like health and senior advocacy and writing. You always learn something new on that show. So that's Friday from 10 to 11. Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. One final song for today now. It is a top 40 hit, so I shouldn't really be playing it, but I'm going to because I've got stories about it. Or I have thoughts about it, I guess, which is very Typically Tuesdays. Number one, Chapel Roan is like the complete anti-idol, right? Like she, whereas on one hand, idols like really thrive in the parasocial relationship, Chapel Roan has like stated completely, like, you are not going to parasocial me. So we started the playlist off on one end of the extreme spectrum, and now we're ending it on the other end of the extreme spectrum. But also, this song I find so fascinating because it became a top 40 hit, and it is explicitly about something very, very, very queer. As much as Good Luck Babe is a love song, it is also a song about heteronormativity, compulsory heterosexuality, and homophobia, and I'm so fascinated by how it's become so popular amongst cishet mainstream radio listeners. Whether or not you're that, I hope you enjoy it. This is the final track of the final episode of 2024's Typically Tuesdays. Here is Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. I've been Leslie. Thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you very soon.
It's cool.
The staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a safe and happy holiday season.